Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues we care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in the Washington studio. Tonight, Father's Day. Well, Father's Day is a celebration honoring fathers and celebrating fatherhood and the influence of fathers in our society. So, is the role of a father evolving, or it has always been the same? Well, tonight we'll discuss this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. Now it's time to welcome to our show my colleague Jafar Mjasiri for the first time. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm really honored to be here.
Well, thank you, sir. I'm happy you're here, too. I'm humbled that you came today. Of course, we also have the only lady in the show, my friend Tausi Kagasheki. Welcome back.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody. It's great to join you all.
All right, and all the way from Kampala, Uganda, our VOA Swahili reporter, Kenneth Bwire. Welcome back to the show, Kenneth.
Thank you very much. Humbled.
All right. In this edition of Let's Talk, we will be discussing Father's Day and the role of fathers. Well, in the light of Father's Day this past weekend, we just want to see, what is the role of a father? If any, is it the same? Is it evolving? But some people say that fathers always have a very special role in the family. But from our previous generations, it's about leading. And now things are evolving until doing house chores, including changing diapers. So I spoke to Anthony Molly and I wanted to know his take.
I think the most interesting thing about being a father is the responsibility that comes with it. From the time my firstborn was born, because from that time on, I always keep in mind that I had a little one who depended on me and the mother.
Right.
But, you know, it changed my mindset. And I think that was the most important thing, because now when I'm thinking about doing things, I think about doing things for the family. I no longer think about doing things for myself. I no longer think about doing things for my wife or my siblings or anything like that. But first and foremost, it's the children.
Right.
I can't really say there's any regret about it, not at this stage yet, because kids are still at that point in their lives where I am playing enough role in shaping their passion and shaping their future. So I feel like at this point there's no room. I cannot judge because I am still investing in that.
That's
and,
true.
So it's all happiness.
And here's one thing I always tell people. Some people were talking about and joking that, you know what, Father's Day, yeah, but mothers are very important in children's lives. But I know so are the dads. We are the leaders and we are supposed to show the direction, just like you say. Maybe from your own experience growing up, what do you always remember about what you had to learn from your father?
Here now, there is a bit of a trick, because I think society here is going through a transition.
Mm-hmm.
Our fathers took care of us very well, but they did not take care of us. They did not have the kind of challenges that we, the fathers of today, face. I'll give you a very good example. Back in the day when we were growing up, the community actually played a very big role in our upbringing.
That's right.
And despite the fact that my father was a figurehead in my life, he did not have the sole responsibility for my upbringing. My uncles were there, my neighbors were there, the school authorities were there. Everybody seemed to play a part in shaping me.
Right.
Today, it's very different. Today, you don't have the neighbors anymore. All the homes have walls around them.
Yeah.
And every time the children get home from school, everybody gets locked up into their individual walls.
Right.
So I think we, the parents, now have to play a much more involving role in the upbringing of our children.
So the fathers of today have a lot of work to do compared to our fathers when we were growing up. Is that what you're trying to say, right?
Yes. I think challenges that we face today are really, really very serious challenges. Back in the day when I was growing up, there was no TV, for instance. The TV was something that the entire family watched. gosh, today there is a whole myriad of pay TV channels with all sorts of programs and all sorts of things.
Yeah.
Another big thing that we were faced, that we didn't face when we were growing up, was to do with the social media, for instance.
Yes, sir.
With all the smartphones now and social media has changed the entire landscape.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Anthony Molly. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing Father's Day. All right. Just a little history of this day. According to Wikipedia, it has always been celebrated on March 19th. And this was in the Middle Ages. But it was also known as St. Joseph's Day. But those countries in Europe and Americas have adopted the US date, which is third Sunday of June. All right. But now, as we know, this day is celebrated across the world. So, but I just want to know from you guys in the studio, what is the very special role of a father? And is there any things that have seen that are evolving? I'll start with you, Tausi Kagasheki. Tell me something about this.
First of all, I'm humbled that I am able to answer this question first. I'm like burning to talk. Of course,
father. Sure, if you're burning, that's good.
Play.
Go ahead.
You know, fathers have a critical role. I myself, as a girl who mm-hmm. has a very supportive and loving father, I cannot imagine how my life would have turned out without the role of my father in my life. So, of course, beyond leading and, you know, putting food at the table, fathers have a very critical role in terms of a child's emotional development, mental development, and the ability to kind of achieve and thrive in society. A lot of the pathways that I've taken pretty much stem from my father. You know, his attitude, his nature, his giving, his philanthropic ways. Those, ever since I was a little girl, just watching kind of made me the person I am today. And so I totally agree that, yes, fathers have a critical role to play. And I don't think it's evolving per se. I think these are things that were, that kind of have been there but not really put to light. You know, that a father, it's okay for a father to change diapers. It's okay for a father to cook a meal for his children. And especially in these busy times where you have both parents working and you have mothers working long hours, you're not going to starve your kids just because your wife is not home. So, you know, those are roles that, you know, men are adapting to, and they might seem as new, but I think it's part and parcel of raising a family and children.
Yeah, part and parcel of raising a family. I like that, my friend. As we always know, this is a very important day to everybody. Coming up, well, tell me, Kenneth Bwire, a new father, especially being a new father. You've taken this role right now. Yes, congrats, Kenneth. What have you learned and what have you seen now being a father yourself? Tell me about this father's responsibility and Father's Day to you after taking this role yourself.
Sunday, what we were told when in school, that the responsibility of a father, what is documented down, what is in books, what is in literature, what is on the internet, is totally different in practical.
Okay.
If you go by what is documented and what you are taught in class and what you saw people doing by then in 80s or 90s, then you'll be referred to a society as an irresponsible father. But if you go ahead and take up those responsibilities and add on the responsibility that the mother of the house could have done or the mother of your kids could have done, and also satisfy what neighbors expect from that house, including moral upbringing, including how to guide the family, how to relate to the neighbors, how to include in the relatives, then is when you can be termed as a responsible father. So the roles are evolving, and the roles, I believe, have greatly changed. It's no longer the business of the father is the head of the house, but I believe if anything I could call, the father is also the tail of the house. Is the head, is the stem, is the tail, is the branch, is everything to be referred to as the responsible father of the house, Sunday.
Wow, everything. I like that, Kenneth Bwire. I feel even better as a father myself. I'm supposed to be everything. That's even better. Jafar Mjasiri, tell me here, the role of a father to you, my friend. And also, you are a father yourself as well. Tell me about it.
Thank you very much. First of all, let me say that my experience as a child, I lost my father when I was just 11 years.
Wow.
But I would really celebrate my father, despite that I grew up without having him around. But it's a miracle that despite his departure from this world, and he had an impact in my day-to-day life. Actually, wherever I went, wherever I met people, whenever I had encountered a friend of my late father, they reminded me about the role of a father, because he was living a different life, but I was still enjoying the benefits of his, you know, contribution to the society. He was really recognized despite that he had passed away. So I started learning that, why was it so? So I came up with this thesis, which I'm trying now to sell it to some others who might be interested to celebrate Father's Day. We fathers, like I'm today, we are unsung heroes. Actually, very often, perhaps Tausi might come up to discuss this better than myself, but we always talk about mothers, you know, carrying the fetus and then the baby and going through all this difficult time. But it's like everybody knows the role of the mother, the father is still an unsung hero based on my own history, because even when he had passed away, his legacy was leaving behind. And I was sort of inspired to follow his footsteps, because wherever I went, they're telling me, oh, you know, your father was a great man. We knew this man. He had done so much for the country, for the people. So I became so proud of him, like the way my dear sister Tausi has explained about what her father means to her. Mm-hmm. And it's very true that we don't often get this limelight in the day-to-day life, that we are making a difference to a lot of people, like families. But today is the right time for us to honor, first of all, I would like to honor my father and to honor fathers of other friends and other members of the public that I don't know what their role are, but I know they are making a difference in a day-to-day life.
Yeah. Thank you, man. That's great. Thank you so much for mentioning that. Fathers is the topic tonight. So many interesting views and so many differences. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service.
To Lagos, just let's get I know go shoot by you, no shoot. I know go shoot you, no shoot. No believe to me, no believe to me. Oh, I know go shoot by you, no shoot. I know go shoot you, no shoot. Oh, yeah, I know go shoot by you, no believe to me.
Baby, oh, baby, baby, oh, baby.
I'm on shoot.
This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shamari, in our studio with Jafar Jasiri, Kenneth Bure, and Tausi Kagashiki. Right now, we are discussing fathers. So, what is the main role of fathers today? Are they underappreciated? Well, I spoke to Maria Mosomi, and I wanted to know her take.
For me, it's very important because my father had has sacrificed a lot for me in order to for me to be the person that I am today. So it's very important to me. I usually take time to call him and tell him how important he is to me and how much of a difference he has made in my life.
Okay. One thing I was wondering today is when I was speaking to some few people and also listening to some other people in the city talking about Father's Day, some of the fathers were saying, you know what, we are so much underappreciated. It is not the same with Mother's Day. So are they being fair or what is going on? And I spoke to a few people. And one lady told me, you know, my father, sometimes I send a present, sometimes I just send a text. Sometimes it's okay, but Mother's Day, I will never miss it. What's that about?
Well, I know a lot of fathers are probably making a lot of noise about that, and I think they are right. Ladies, we tend to want to be pampered a lot, and mothers like to remind us how they've carried us all these 9 months and fed us and, you know, did all these things. And it is true. I think sometimes we forget our fathers.
Right.
But they are really actually the backbones of the family. I remember just being as a little girl, you know, if my dad was not there at night, then, you know, it's like, Mom, how are things going to happen right now? You know, Dad is not here. They are really a backbone of our families. And I think sometimes they are underappreciated because we think because they don't whine as much that they don't need to be pampered or they don't need that phone call or because they don't, you know, they're not into flowers. So, you know, they may not need anything. Just buy them a pair of socks.
But I think they'll be fine.
When we do take time to appreciate them. And a lot of times in our society, we think, oh, here we go again, Father's Day, Mother's Day. But just think about it.
Yeah.
How often do we really take time to appreciate people in general?
Exactly. So, tell me about that. We tend to forget and take for granted sometimes.
Yes. So for our busy lives, I think it is important to have these days where it's like, it's Father's Day. Call your dad. Call your dad and tell him how important he is in life or what he's done for you or just for him being who he is, because without him, I mean, he would not exist.
Right.
Fathers are creating a whole generation of fathers or a whole generation of how women should be treated based on their presence and their involvement in their children. So it's such a big deal and it's such a big impact in society for fathers to be involved with their children.
Thank you, Maria Musomi. Tonight on Let's Talk, we are discussing fathers. Now, back to the studio. A very good point. I think we heard what Mjasiri just mentioned, and I was also going there. Are fathers underappreciated? And you just mentioned, Mjasiri, are we the unsung heroes? Is that true? And if this is yet, why is that happening? I just heard somebody else today is mentioning the same thing, that, you know what, I'm a father. But let me tell you something. On Father's Day, I only get a text message from my sons and daughters. Happy Father's Day! Happy Father's Day, Dad. And that's it. But when it's Mother's Day, every little thing goes out to their moms. So moms are really appreciated. Of course, we don't say, Tausi, that you don't do much. We know you do a lot. But come on now. Are you underappreciating fathers? What is going on here? Please tell me, somebody.
Well, let me be the one to tell you,
okay?
I don't think fathers are underappreciated.
Okay.
I think, you know, like what my brothers have just said, the roles are evolving, if you want to put it that way. You know, the fathers are taking a more center stage role rather than just being the leader and putting money at the table for, you know, for the mother to buy the food. But they're more engaged and more involved. And I think as that happens, you know, it's a new adaptation for everybody, including society, where a man is not typically seen as playing a very central role in the family's life. So, but you know, I totally agree with you in terms of you know, not being fully recognized. You know, coming from speaking from the maternal health field, I think the role of men is crucial and critical for mothers to survive pregnancy, for babies to survive childbirth. And that's where the role of fathers is really amplified, because without men being supportive, without the father being there to take the mother to the hospital, without the father being there to understand that, you know, if a mother doesn't see a skilled nurse or a skilled midwife, her chances of dying during giving birth are high. So, you know, men, again, fathers are unsung heroes in so many ways. But I think it's slowly changing, you know, through the work that some of us are doing to really showcase that, you know, fathers have a critical role to play.
And I think you just nailed it, because you mentioned the support. We are supposed to give that support from the maternal health point. And you mentioned on that, you're really working on that, Tausi. Congrats to you on what you're doing with CSI. But on the same note, I'll talk this to my friend, colleague Kenneth Bwire. We know with our culture now, there's a culture issue here it comes. Because back in the days, I don't know now, things are different, but back in the days, no way can a father just walk to that maternity ward, not let alone to be there. Presence during the process, but not even in that word. They didn't want fathers to be there. So are these fathers blamed because of what we have in our own culture, Kenneth Bwire?
But still, Harrison and Nani Shomari, you cannot get into that maternity during delivery. They will tell you, what are you looking for here in African culture? Get out. Go wait at the gate.
Right.
And at the gate, you'll be told, go back home. Come back here the following day if we are necessary to be seen here. But in all the African culture, if a man starts looking for appreciation after doing something, then you want to be appreciated. You'll hear the Africans will tell you men are not here to be valued on what they have done. Don't behave like a woman. That's what you'll be told. So the African culture itself does not recognize that a man needs to be appreciated. You are there to perform for the family. Whether the family will look at it as positive or negative, it is your role. Don't wait Sunday to be told, thank you, it's your Father's Day, we need to make some birthdays for you, we need to take you out. No, it is you, the man, to do the reverse angle of what men are supposed to be offered. And again, modernity also has made women empowerment a great topic than even earning money. What a human being should look at in human life. Women are empowered everywhere to the extent of we want this to be ours. We want also to be equal. We want free things men should set aside. Even in African constitution, even today in leadership, you'll hear, let's reserve a specific position for a woman, not for a man. No, for a man, we can all go struggle for it, whoever will take. But we want specific for women. So in all, it has brought down the idea of a man is a man has it, so we should leave him out, but then a woman should be appreciated. So women empowerment has played a very big role in modern society, and again, the African culture has tried to bring down the man. The man should not be heard as if he's also complaining to be appreciated. So even if today you go to the streets of African countries and you ask that Sunday, it will be Father's Day. Say, who cares? It's not our issue. But raise up and say it's a Women's Day. Oh, the entire internet will be washed.
I think, Brother Kenneth, I would like to interject a little bit there.
Okay.
You know, I think it also depends where in Africa are we trying to, you know, talk about these issues of Father's Day and men being very supportive and having a proactive role in the life of the family and society. And, you know, I think it can vary from community to community. I'm sure there are some communities that would completely brush it off like, what? Who's day? Men's day? Father's day? We don't have those things. But, you know, as you kind of move through different communities and societies, I think there's a general sense of people understanding that a father has a very critical role to play in the development and well-being of the child.
Tausi, I wanted to comment on your contribution. You're making a very valid point. If you go back to look at the role of different societies like we Africans, because we are talking about a culture which is made up of certain, you know, values. Now, it's unfortunate that when we are trying to celebrate Father's Day, there is that misconception about why the father is a hero. In my context, I want to go further in make a different analysis of the role of a father. Because the misunderstood or the misconstrued opinion about what should be endowed to the head of the family is very different from the basics of what we should be talking today. Because today, when we talk of a father, we are talking of a man who is a monopoly. He is defined as having the monopoly of truth, the monopoly of wisdom, the monopoly of right. And this perhaps has to change in order for the father's role to be much more meaningful in our modern or the contemporary world. And that is where I think we still have to work very hard to sort of bring these differences of opinion from our continents, because we are not living now as a country or as a continent. We are a global village. These continents are sort of connected because of the ease of communication, because of the internet, because of so many other social media opportunities.
Thank you so much, everybody.
Nice chatting with you guys.
Welcome. Being a father is a challenge.
And you're enjoying it, isn't it?
No comment.
Okay. And Jackson Munganyi is our producer. Please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. After the announcement, leave us a message. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in. Join us again next Monday at 1730 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be MCs. What do they really do? Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Madu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.
What's up, Africa? I'm Jackson Vunganyi in Washington.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We'd love to have you on board. This is Upfront on The Voice of America.
Listen, let's be upfront.
There's a lot to talk about.
We need to discuss what's going on in your communities, issues that affect you.
Are you involved?
Are you engaged in transforming your society?
Today, right now, this is your platform.
Let us know what you've been up to.
Check us out on Facebook. Drop us a line.
Upfront is a show where we look at issues that affect Africa's youth,
giving you an opportunity to express yourself as you connect with other youth around the continent.
In this interconnected world, we share a destiny. So let us share our solutions to issues like unemployment,
education reform,
elections,
free speech,
and many others.
Nothing is off the table.
Nothing is off the table.
Absolutely nothing is off the table.
It's Upfront, Wednesdays at 1730 UTC, Saturday at 1900 UTC,
and Sunday at 1930 UTC,
right here on VOA Africa.
Celebrate the sounds of Africa today, yesterday, and tomorrow. That's our mission in your show, Music Time in Africa. Hello, I'm your host, Heather Maxwell. Join me every Saturday and Sunday at 1500 and 2000 UTC and discover the best Pan-African music in the world. We play it all right here. Only the best on VOA Africa.